10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Blast off. We're continuing the shiur on the Likutei Halachos. We're in the middle of Evan Huezer, Hilchos Pirya Verivya Halacha Gimel. We're in the middle of paragraph Chof Vav. Vezehu Bechinas Swasora Kapitel Tehillim. That's where we're up to. Shagilo Rabbeinazal Bishvil Tikun Lemikre Lailo. We've spoken, we're in the middle of Halacha, that's we've covered already about 15 pages or more of this topic, where we've spoken at great length about the Asora Mine Negina. We spoke a lot about Koil and Dibur, the fact that Hashem created the world with Dibur, Koil. Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu, Bruach Piv Kol Tzvoam. And Hashem continues to maintain the world, to pump energy into the world with Dibur. The Dibur of Hashem never stopped, it never ended. When Hashem says something, it's eternal, it's permanent. So it's the Dvar Hashem. The Gemara says, Basora Mamoris Nivra Olam. The world was created with 10 statements of creation, and it continues. The Kiyum Olam is also with Dibur. That's why the whole Yiddishkeit, the most important things in Yiddishkeit are presented regarding Shmiyah. When we talk about Emun and Hashem, the Gemara says at the end of Makos, Bo Chavakuk Ve'midon Alachas. Chavakuk Hanavi came along and summarized the whole Torah into one thing, Emuna. V'tzadik b'emunoso yichye. Our declaration of faith in Hashem begins with the words Shema Yisrael. Listen. How does a person show faith in Hashem? By listening. Listening to what? Listening to the Dvar Hashem that started from creation. We have the Asura Mamorois. We have the Aseres Hadibrois on Har Sinai. We have the cruise that the Gemara says goes out every single day. There's an announcement that Hashem makes to the world. Wake up! Wake up, think about what you're here for, etc. And there are so many different psukim throughout the Torah that emphasize this Shema, this Shmiah. Because even by Har Sinai, the pasuk says that we heard the koil of Hashem, utmunas Hashem we did not see. That was the highest level, the closest that the Yidden ever came to Hashem of Nevuah, ponim b'ponim dibur Hashem imochem, and yet the only sense that captured Hashem was the Shmiah. So Rav Nosson Zal had a major, major discussion on the topic of Koil, Negina, how Negina within Dibur, Negina is the highest form. Just like in the Torah, you have four sections, four components. The lowest level in the Torah is the Oisiois. The letters are the lowest level of holiness in the Torah. Then above that you have the tagin, you have the crowns on the letters. The Gemara says Rabbi Akiva was doyresh al kol tag v'tag. And that's the nigla, that's the revealed part of the Torah. That's what appears in the Sefer Torah. The nistor, the higher level than that, which is so holy that it can't even be put into the Sefer Torah, is the nekudos, the vowels. And then above that comes the tamim, the musical notes, which is the highest level of Kiddusha. And Rav Nosson Zal spoke about it a lot. Right now, we're literally at the tail end, closing up the topic of Negina. He mentioned the Gemara in Psachim, which Rashi, the first Rashi in Tehillim quotes, that the Sefer Tehillim is composed of 10 types of Negina. Lamanatseach, Mizmor, Ashrei, the 10 different forms, which cover the full spectrum of Negina. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, he spoke about sins, how sins are related to atzvus, depression. There's a pasuk, edag mechatosi, I worry from my sins. So sins generate worry, sadness, depression. Mitzvos generate simcha. It's a pasuk, pikudei Hashem yeshorim mesamchei lev. The mitzvahs, the Torah, Yiddishkeit is all about simcha. A shul, what is a shul? V'haviyoisim el harkochi, v'simachtim beveis tfilosi. A shul is supposed to be a place where people are elated. Imagine, I have a meeting, a face-to-face meeting with Buffett's boss. This is his first name, Warren Buffett's boss. I'm meeting with his boss, face to face. He's waiting. He comes for. He shows up early at the meeting, and the first guy's in shul, the first one in shul, gets a perfect private meeting with him. The first 10 is another level, and then after that, another level. What we're talking about, what there is to be happy about, if a person believes, if a person's conscious of what they're doing in Yiddishkeit. And now we're coming to Mamish, the last paragraph on this topic, where Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vezeh bechinas asora kapitel tehillim shegila Rabbeinu Zal," and this is tied into the 10 specific chapters of Tehillim that Rabbi Nachman revealed, which are a tikkun even for the worst type of sin. We spent the past page or two, we spoke a lot about this pigam of zera levatola, which the Torah speaks about in the most severe terms. And Rav Nosson Zal explained why it's so severe and what the tikkun for it is. And now he closes with these 10 chapters of Tehillim that represent the 10 types of Negina, which Rabbeinu Zal said, that's such a high level of Kedusha. It's such a Shleimus HaSimcha that it can wipe out all the negative effects, all the depression and sadness that comes from the worst type of Pigam HaBris. That's a tikkun even for mikrei laila, chas v'shalom, an accidental omission. Ki elu hu asora mizmoire tehillim, heim bechinas asora mina negina, kemavua bedvor v'akdoshim. Because these 10 chapters represent the 10 types of negina, v'asora mina negina, heim bechinas simcha. And we know that the 10 types of song represent simcha, but as the pasuk says in Tehillim, we had it in previous year, Alei osor va'alei novel alei higoyen bechinor ki simachtani Hashem befolecha. That's shleimus hasimcha is this alei osor va'alei novel. These 10 types of negina that are played on these musical instruments. We know the Beis Hamikdash was all about simcha. Usmachtem b'chol mishlach yetchem. You have maybe 10 different psukim in the Chumash where it emphasizes the simcha in the base, you know, that anybody who brought a korban, the important thing was the simcha in the mitzvah. Especially the chagim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, the aliyah l'regel, was all about v'somachto bechinas hishapchus yogoin v'anocho l'simcha. And in this chapter of Likutei Halachos, this is based on a Torah in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal explains that simcha is special. But simcha is not complete until you take the yogoin v'anocha and bring that into simcha. Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran, in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 23, he gives an example that sometimes you have a party, you have a wedding, people travel across the world to come to a wedding, and at the wedding, some of the people get into it, some of the people are dancing, and there are those who aren't. There are those who are standing on the side for a variety of reasons. Some people aren't into dancing, they're not so happy, they don't feel so close, all the different reasons. But a Jew knows that the Torah says, Baroi vom hadras melech, that there's no comparison in the world when you have 8 people doing a mitzvah to 10 people doing a mitzvah. And there's no comparison, there are people who think it stops at 10. Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Sefer Yetzirah, which shows it doesn't stop at 10 either. That the difference between 13 people sharing in a mitzvah and 14 people is billions and billions of units of Kedusha. Each time you add another person to the circle, it becomes factorial. It goes up factorial. And it goes into incredible numbers. So one person says, hey, let's see if we can schlep some more guys in. Let's see if we can schlep him in. He's the guy who really doesn't want it, that we got to get him into this. And they go over to him and he says, no thanks. Yes, thanks. Thank you. No, you're coming in. You're dancing with us. And they grab him and they schlep. In most cases, if it's being done the right way and for the right intentions, that person multiplies the simcha, the dance. Because of the fact that at first he wasn't. He had that whole list of reasons not to dance. And they schlep him in with his worries, with his electric bills and with his this bill, all the different things that he doesn't want to dance about. And they get him in. It makes an incredible effect. And Rav Nosson Zal gave us many examples of this in Ruchnius and in Kedusha. That there's the side of Kedusha and there's the other side. And if a Yid is zeichet to take the other side and bring that into the Kedusha, then the Kiddusha gets multiplied. It's based on a pasuk, Sosain v'simcha yasigu, you will achieve Sosain v'simcha, v'nasu yogoin v'anocha. And when that happens, the yogoin v'anocha, the worries, try to run away. They want to run away because they don't want to get schlepped into the picture. The thing to do at that point is chase after them, grab them, and bring them in, because that's the real shleimus of Kedusha. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim where we say, Moshcheni, Hashem, draw me close to you, Acharecha Norutza, we will chase after you. So the Meforshim say there's a contradiction. Moshcheni is singular, draw me close to you, Acharecha Norutza, Wigger, who's the we? The answer is, Moshcheni refers to my Yetzer Toiv. Hashem, turn on my Yetzer Toiv, that I should want to do mitzvahs. And once it gets turned on properly, Achrecho Norutza, we, the Yetzer Toiv and the Yetzer, I'm not going to let him get away. The pasuk says, V'yohavtes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, b'shnei Yetzerecha. It's very nice to serve Hashem with your Yetzer Toiv. It's a billion times bigger if you can take the Yetzirah and bring him into it also. Use all of that energy, harness it for Kedusha, for Toiv. Another example of this was marriage. The Sifrei Kabbalah show us that male, Zohar, is an inyan of Chesed. Zohar is Bracha. The word Zohar is Bigimatria Bracha, Eben Zohar. Mekeva represents Midas Hadin. Nukva is an inyan of Midas Hadin, the left side. And this is one of the, and the Gemara says, Hashori b'lo isha, shori b'lo simcha. Person would say, that's absurd, that's ridiculous. I'm without simcha, I'm sitting in yeshiva all day, I'm learning and davening, I have a couple of bucks in the bank, I have no bills, what simcha am I missing? Rav Nosson Zal explains, you're missing including the yogoin v'anocha into the simcha. You're missing taking an isha who by nature is part of the other side. When the Nochash was on a mission to try to get Adam to eat, Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas, he knew who to go to. He went to Chava because he knew that she was much more vulnerable. She's closer to the left side. A woman by nature is more emotional and more easily can slide into Chas V'Shalom Atzvus, Yogin Banocha. That's why the Gemara says, Chayev Adam L'Sameach Es Ishtoi. So why? She should be making me besimcha. Why do I have to be mesameach her? The answer is because a man by nature, the man has the Torah, he has the 613 mitzvahs, he has Torah, he has all kinds of things that make him more naturally be drawn to simcha sameach. Whereas the woman represents the left side, she represents yogoin v'anocha, and again, the shleimus ha-simcha is when they merge together, and she becomes Mrs. Goldstein. She gives up her original identity. Originally it was Goldstein and Berger, and now Miss Berger becomes Mrs. Goldstein. She becomes part of him. She becomes Nichlal in his Simcha. I'm giving it to you very briefly. Rav Nosson Zal explained this and showed this from all kinds of sources. And V'alkein, and therefore, Gemar Tikun Chetzeh, the complete tikkun for the chait of the Eitz Hadas and Pigam HaBris, Yihye Al Yidei Moshiach, will only be accomplished through Moshiach, Kemuva B'Sforim, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, that Moshiach is going to be the one to really put the finishing touches on all sins, even this, even Pigam HaBris. Shezeu B'chinas, this is what the Arizal says on the pasuk, Uvo letzioin goyel, uleshovei fesha biyakov num Hashem, vanizois brisi. That the goyel is going to come to Tzion to fix everything, including brisi, including vinyan of bris. Kemuva bekavonois, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal. Ki Moshiach yahafoich hayogoin vanocho lesimcha. Because Moshiach is going to one who's going to achieve the greatest success in converting all the yogoin v'anocha, all the sadness, all the depression, all the tzoros, into simcha. Shezeo b'chinas hagdolas ha-simcha shiyos kanal. This is what all of those psukim speak about that we quoted earlier. When the Torah speaks about the coming of Mashiach, it puts tremendous emphasis on the incredible simcha. And it says, V'hofachti evlam l'sosayim. Rav Nosson Zal brought maybe 10 psukim to prove how the Torah says each time Hashem is going to convert the evel into simcha. Again, it's not enough that we're going to be happy. We're going to be able to take the tzorois and problems and bring them into the simcha to show how they weren't really what we thought they were. Just like the Gemara says, when a person is zecher to do tshuva, there's different levels of tshuva. There's tshuva meira, where a person had a negative balance in the bank. He had minus a million because of all the averis he did. And because he does an incredible tshuva meira, they wipe the slate clean. They put it back to zero. No averis at all. That's great. But the Gemara says, if a person is zecher to do tshuva meava, they don't erase the averos, they reverse the sign. Instead of minus a million, it becomes plus a million. The averos get converted to zchuyos. That's the wording in the Gemara. We're taking the yogoin vanocha, the edag mechatosi, the daigos, the atzvos, and converting it to simcha. This, Rav Nosson Zal gave many examples of how this applies to Yiddishkeit. V'alkein, and therefore, David HaMelech, Shehu Moshiach, he's the one from whom Moshiach comes from, Osak Kol Yomov B'Sefer Tehillim Shiosad, was involved primarily in the Sefer Tehillim which he established, Shehu Bechina Asasoramin and Egina Kanal, which includes all the 10 types of song, Shaidei Zeh Iker Tikun Chet Zeh. That's what has the greatest ability to make a tikkun for this sin, Pigam HaBris, of which the tikkun, the main tikkun, is through Dovid HaMelech Moshiach. We mentioned earlier the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that the angel that's associated with that sin is called Lil, Lamed Yud Tov, which is Miloshin Yelola. Yelola means wailing, sadness, depression. The opposite of that is Halali, Halali Elokayach Tzion. The opposite of that is Simcha, the Asoramin and Egina, which are found throughout the Sefer Tehillim. The climax of it is the final chapter of Tehillim, which is the 10 Halalukas. Halalukel Bekotshai, Halalukeuzai, 10 times Halaluka there, representing the Shleimus HaSimcha. You know, the highest level of Simcha, which erases totally the depression and sadness, which the Sforim say are the easiest thing to lead a person into Pigam HaBris. All types of gamabris comes from a chisoroin and simcha. When a person is really happy, they have the shechina on them, they're not vulnerable at all to those kind of attacks. V'alkein nefesh David misitra denukva kamuva. Now we'll understand also what we elaborated on in the previous year, that the soul of David HaMelech came especially through major initiative on the part of women, not men. Lot's daughters, who initiated the contact with their father, right? They're the ones who analyzed the situation. They saw the world came to an end. There's the three of us in the world. If we don't do something about it, there won't be any mankind. Hashem's whole creation will go to waste. And they're the ones who initiated the contact. Tamar with Yehuda, And Rus with Boaz. Those were three examples that the Arizal gives showing how Dovid HaMelech Moshiach comes through an esarusa denukva from the side of the female. V'chol hishtalshilus hamshochas nishmosei loylam al yidei hisarusim kanal. And the whole bringing down of the soul of Dovid HaMelech Moshiach into the world came through a hisarus from the side of Nekeva. Ki ze hoyo toikef koichoi shel David. Because this is the real strength of Dovid HaMelech, Shubchinas Moshiach, who represents Moshiach, sheyesh loy koyach al yidei tfiloisov uzmiroisov, shehem sefer tilim shechiber, b'chinas asor min egina, that Dovid HaMelech had such an incredible power with his tfilois and songs that are included in the Sefer Tehillim, which covers all 10 types of Negina, lahafoich, kol hayogoin v'anocha, hanechas besitra denukva, lafoy hakoy l'simcha, to take every variety of sadness and depression that's included in the Sitra Achra and convert it all into simcha. Shezehu ikar shleimus hagdolas ha-simcha. That's the real shleimus. That's perfection. Shezehu ikar tatikin vagula sheyi al yidei Mashiach. This is going to be the main accomplishment and the redemption that Mashiach is going to bring about. Bechinas, as the pasuk says about Mashiach, sosoin v'simcha yasigu v'nosu yogoin v'anocha v'hofachti evlam l'simcha. And this also represents the main tikkun of all of those Jews who have become distant from Hashem through their sins, haboim loshuv, who are coming back, sheyistaknu al yidei ze daika, and their tikkun will be accomplished through this specifically. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says, right? It's the pasuk starts with the words ufeduye Hashem yeshuvun. That all of those who are far away from Hashem, they're going to come back. And then, sosayim v'simcha yasigo v'nosya g'manocha. Note again, that the neshama of Moshiach, Dover HaMelech, comes from Gerim, from converts. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring that we have the concept, one of the mitzvahs that we have every single week, of Shnayim Mikra v'echot Targum. We know that the Torah is referred to as Loshon HaKodesh. Can you top that? Is there anything better than that or bigger than that? That's the top of the top. That's the highest. But it's brought that Loshon HaKodesh is not complete until you're able to include the Targum in it. The Shnayim Mikra, the Echo Targum. Targum is a bridge to all the 70 languages, to all the 70 nations of the world. And it's only when we're able to include, to combine both, the Shnayim Mikra v'Echot Targum, that's Mashlim de Kiddusha. Just like you have the 6 days of the week and you have Shabbos. The 6 days of the week are Chol, they're ordinary, they're Avdus, Sheshes Yomim Tavoid, and on Shabbos we are Ben Chorin, we're free. Shabbos is Geula. Six days is Golus, Shabbos is Geula. But Shabbos is not Mushlam unless you're able to add a little bit of Friday and a little bit of Sunday, the Tosfos Shabbos, to be able to add a little of this and a little, to be able to include that part of the other side, the Yogoyin Vanocha, that can be included. That's the time. Eretz Yisrael. We have the whole, Eretz Yisrael is the land of holiness. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz HaKodesh. The rest of the world is called Chutz Laoretz, outside. And yet we have the story with the 2.5 Shvatim who insisted that they wanted to be in Evar Yarden. Prince would say, these guys are nuts in the head. They didn't spend enough time in Mitzrayim to see what Chutz Laretz is. They don't know what, they have cattle. The problem is too much cattle. Burn them. Get rid of them. I can't come to Eretz Yisrael because I have too much cattle. Wow, that's a big problem. Give it away, idiot, and come to Eretz Yisrael. You're nuts in the head. There was a reason there. It's brought that those 2.5 Shvatim, that part of Evar Yarden was Mashlim, it's like the Targum. That's Mashlim, the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. That's a boundary, a border, that adds, again, taking part of the Yogoyin Vanocha, part of Chutz Laretz, and making it into Eretz Yisrael. V'alkein, Iso, Be'emes, and based on this, we'll understand why it's brought in Sforim, Shedovid hoya besakona gedoyla kol yomov, that Dovid HaMelech, his life was in danger throughout his entire life. Kamo Shekosov, as Dovid HaMelech himself says, Lule Hashem ezrosali, were it not for Hashem helping me, kimat shochna dumonafshi, I almost lost it. I almost went away. I almost got lost. Kamo Shekosov, and as Dovid HaMelech says in Shmuel HaNavi, Kefesha beini ubein hamothes. I was a drop away from being dead. The Gemara says Dovid HaMelech was supposed to be born a nephil. He did not have any years. He had to be given years by Odom HaRishon, and since those years were defective, he had to be given another set of 70 years by Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yosef HaTzadik. They had to give him their 70 years from them. There's a whole cheshbon. Why? Ki David lo yehoyo lo yechayim klal. Because David HaMelech did not have years. He did not have life. Why? Ki hoyo mi sutra denukva. Because David HaMelech comes from the left side, the side of Nekeva. Sheshom ikar hayogoin vanocha. That's where you have this depression, this sadness, bechinas sitra demoisa, which is associated with death, malach hamoves. Vehu betoikev koichoi, zocho lahafoi hakoel mehefech lehefech. And Dovid HaMelech, with his tzidkus, with his tfilois, with his effort, was zocho to convert it, to turn it around 180 degrees. Ki hofach mimoves lechayim, miyogoin vanocha lesimcha. He turned things around totally. Kama shekosuv, as it says in Halel, which we said yesterday, Rosh Chodesh, afafuni chevle moves, that the pains of death, pangs of death, wanted to take hold of me. Tzoro veyogoin emtso, I found suffering and sadness. Uveshem Hashem ekra. But I called out to Hashem, Ki chilatzto nafshi mimoves. Hashem, you saved me from death. Es eini mendimo, es rakli midechi, es halech lefnei Hashem ba'artzes achayim. I will walk before Hashem in the land of the living. What's he talking about? He's talking about the fact that his neshama, he was close to death. He was close to the sitra demoisa, and with his tefillah and his Torah, and he was able to take himself all the way into the other side, into Chaim Nitzchim. Ukeyotze bozeh harbe, as we find many psukim like this throughout Tehillim, throughout the Novi. Ki zocho lahafoich toikef hayogoin vanocha lesimcha. Because Dovid HaMelech succeeded in turning around the strongest depression and sadness into joy and happiness. There's nobody that went through what Dovid HaMelech, even though the Ovos HaKadoshim, everyone went through a lot. Dovid HaMelech had Shaul HaMelech chasing him to kill him. He had his own son Avshalom chasing him to kill him. From beginning to end, every day. And instead, the Gemara says, instead of Kina LeDovid, he says Mizmor LeDovid. He was able to see, to turn it all around, to turn all of his struggles into Simcha. V'chol zeh al yedei ne'imas zemiroisav. How did he accomplish it? Through his sweet songs, al yedei ribui hatfilois utchinois ubakoshois shezocho litzoik tomid el Hashem bekol mine koilois ulashina shel tzaoko utfila v'tachnunim v'shirois v'tishpochois. He did it through his incredible power of tefila. Dovid HaMelech said, "Tachas ahavosi yistenuni va'ani tefila." In exchange for the love that I showed everybody, they hated me. And what was my only resort? What could I resort to? Va'ani tefila. I am tefila. Dovid HaMelech was wall-to-wall tefila. He didn't have blood running through his veins. He had tears running through his veins. That's what he was all about. That's how he combated everything. And that's how he won. Shezehu kol sefer tehillim. This is what this incredible holy sefer of Tehillim is all about. Shezehu b'chinas ha'sora mine negina kanal, the 10 types of song. And this is what gave Dovid HaMelech the ability to turn all of that yogoin vanocha into simcha, moves l'chaim, to go from death to life, ad shezocho liois nichlal b'chaim lo'ilam, until Dovid HaMelech was zecher to become part of eternal life. K'mo shekosuv, as he says in the first chapter of the Tikkun HaKloli, chapter 16, Toydieni oirach chayim, Hashem, teach me, show me the path of life. Soiva semochoi sesponecha, I will fill your face with joy, with simcha. Bechinas, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, page 25, Dovid Melech Yisrael, chay v'kayim. That Dovid HaMelech is the symbol of life in Klal Yisrael. That he was able to turn, because again, he was able to take the yoga in vanocha, all of his tzorois, and turn it into shirois and zmirois. Paragraph Chof Zayin, we just completed this part of this halacha, the discussion on the Asorim in Negina, discussion on Tehillim, Dovr HaMelech. Now Rav Nosson Zal opens a new front, which he discusses in about 20 different places in Likutei Halachos. There's about 20 different explanations regarding the machloikis of Korach and his gang against Moshe Rabbeinu. This is one of them where he's going to show us the depth behind it. Paragraph Chav Zayin. V'zehu b'chinas machloikis Korach v'adosoi al Aharon. And now we'll understand the machloikis of Korach and his gang. His gang included 250 Roshei Sanhedrin. This wasn't a bunch of schleppers. This was top Jews who joined Korach against, it started off against Aharon HaKohen. It was a jealousy of Aharon HaKohen. Why? Ki Korach hoyo Levi, v'Aharon hoyo Kohen, v'ikra avodas ha-Levi hu b'shir al ha-duchan. Korach was a Levi, Aharon was a Kohen. The main service in the Beis HaMikdash of the Leviim was the song. The word Levi means, kol hanilvim aleihem, means those who are assisting, helper. A Levi, by creation, the Leviim were created to help the Kohanim, to serve, to assist the Kohanim. That's their position. Just like a wife was created, es eloi ezer kenegdo, your wife was created to be an assistant. An assistant, if a person is zoicha, the wife, zocha nasezer, the Gemara says, if he's zoicha, his wife assists him. She doesn't stand on his head, she stands by his side to assist him. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, the ikra avoida the Levi was b'shir al aduchan. V'chol avoidosayhu lehischaber v'lichloil ba'koyen. The main mission of the Levi is to attach himself and merge with, become part of the Kohen. Shehu b'chinas chesed, because Kohen is chesed. Levi is midas hadin. B'chinas koil hayosher. The Leviim, the chesed is the koil yosher that we spoke about in the beginning of this halacha. In the beginning of the halacha, Rav Nosson Zal had a whole discussion about how music and speech and sound are based on three types of sound. There's an initial sound, anything you do that generates a sound, that's called koil yosher. When that sound strikes a boundary, a wall, person's in a forest, in the mountains, you really, person says, ah! And then you hear, ah! You hear a rebound, you hear the echo, and sometimes you hear it echoing, you'll hear 10 ahs. That's called koil chozer. It's not an entity on its own. It's a bouncing off. It's a response from the koil yosher. That's koil chozer. And then when the two come together, Rav Nosson Zal explained, those that are knowledgeable in music, in composing songs and musical instruments, know that musical instruments work on the combination of koil yosher, koil chozer, and combinations of the two. These two knocking into each other and forming a combined sound. And Rav Nosson Zal said, the koil yosher, again, is the zohar. Koil chozer is the nekeva. Koil yosher is the neshama. Koil chozer is the guf. Hashem, when Hashem created the world, it was asorah mamoros. The first statement of creation is not vayomer. The Gemara says, if you count, you see there's only 9 vayomers there. So the Gemara says, Bereshis is also a maimar. Bereshis is called maimar sosum, the Gemara says. It's a hidden statement. So, what do you mean it's hidden? Rav Nosson Zal explains. Because Bereshis was that koil yosher coming from Hashem, which is so high a level, we have no tfisan. That's nistar. That's like the tamim and the nekudas, which we can't write into the Sefer Torah. The other 9 statements were already a lower level. They were the koil chozer. They were the response to the initial koil yosher. And the entire Bria, the whole creation as we know it, the physical world, is all part of that koil chozer. It's not part, it's Hashem, it's the response, it's the echo of the sound of Hashem. And the Torah warns us, imagine if a person gets confused and they can't figure out which is the original sound, which is the echo. Those people who get involved in the Olam HaGashmi, and they get caught up in all the gashmius of this world and forget about the neshama, it means they got caught up in the koil choizer. They forgot that there's a koil yosher. They forgot that all of this goes back to Hashem. People who get caught up in food and drink, all gashmius, they forget to say a brach, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, which acknowledges that I know where all of this comes from. This isn't an entity. An apple is not an entity on itself. What makes an apple significant is that it was created by Hashem and it has Hashem inside of it. It's the Hashem in the apple that gives us the nutrition, the nourishment, the toiv in it. There's a pasuk, toiv Hashem lakoil, that the toiv that's found in anything in this world is the Hashem in that thing. And it's only to the degree that we're aware of that, we recognize that, and we acknowledge it. We show it in making our brachos, and everything is emir tza Hashem and baruch Hashem. We're tying the koil choizer back to the koil yosher. Rav Nosson Zal gave many examples of this. Now he's going back to that, showing us how that's the whole concept of koyein and levi. That the koyein is chesed, the levi is gvura. The koyein is koil yosher. The Levi, relative to the Kohen, is Koel Choyzer. And if the Levi wants to stand on his own, if the Levi wants to be in charge, then it's putting the world upside down. Dainu lechaber v'lech Koel Choyzer, shu b'chinas din b'chinas Levi, lechabroi ulechololoi heite b'chinas Koel Ayosher, shu b'chinas Kohen. That's the mission of the Levi. Shezeu b'chinas kol avoidas hashir shel halavim. This is the whole concept of why the Levim were involved in the singing and the musical instruments in the Beis Hamikdash. Shehem b'chinas asora minei negina. That's these 10 types of song. Shalidei zeh mamtikim hadin vayogoin vanocha shu sitra demoiso hanechas b'chinas kol choizer. The Levim, by singing, by them being the ones to sing and play music, through that they sweeten the natural din and sadness and depression that they represent, that Levi represents. It's brought, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that. That's why the Levim had to be shaved completely. We know that hair represents din. Hair represents midas hadin. That's why even after a person passes away, the hair and the nails continue to grow for a period of time. We know a person goes into a cemetery and make the bracha, asher yotzer eschem badin, v'chilkel eschem badin, hair represents an union of midas hadin, hair and nails. That's why you have to be so careful to cut it at the right, only at certain times, and to bury it, to burn it, to throw, because it's this midas hadin. That's why Levi, who is din, for him, if he had hair also, it would be super din, that would chasshom. That's why the Levim had to be especially careful, you know, to remove the hair in that way. Because through the song, through the Levim singing and playing this music, they attach themselves to the source of life, shu b'chinas koil hayosher, which is that koil yosher, sheboi boro ha'olam, with which Hashem created the world, uboi mechaye umekayem es ha'olam. And Hashem continues to pour energy, life, and existence into the world. Ki bedvar Hashem shomayim nasu, uberua piv kol tzvom, shubchines koil v'dibur, ukemavur kol zelamata heitev. As this was all very clearly explained earlier in paragraph Yutes. V'koirach, Pogam boze moid moid. Koirach messed this up big time. Verotzo lachloik ala kohuna. He wanted to go against Aaron HaKohen. Sherotzo chas v'sholom lahachriv kol ha'olamos ulahachsir ha'olam letoyu vavoyu alidei machlokusoi. Koirach wanted to bring about a holocaust. That's the wording Rav Nosson Zal is using here. He wanted to destroy. Why did Hashem? What did Hashem get so nervous about? We saw all kinds of stuff. Every minute in the Midbar there was trouble. Vus epis that when it came to Koirach, suddenly Hashem decided a new creation. We're going to open up the earth and why get so dramatic? Makara. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain Makara. He was undermining the whole purpose of creation. He wanted to turn the whole world back to darkness, back to total darkness. ki rotze chas v'shom la'afoich ha'levi l'koyen. He wanted to put the world upside down, to make the levi the koyen. La'afoich b'chinas koil ha'choizer, ki'ilu hu chas v'shom b'chinas koil ha'yosher. To take the koil choizer, the gashmi, isn't it? And make believe that's everything. That's what counts. That's what's really important. Bodybuilding. Soul, what's soul? There's no such thing as a soul. It's all about the body. It's all about the body and gashmi. That's what life is all about. Shezehu ikar hapigam shel kol ha'apikrusim v'koifrim belukim chayim. This is the whole pigam of all the people who deny Hashem in all kinds of different ways. The atheists and people believe in other stuff. She'eno mistaklim rak al ha'koil ha'nishma b'zeh ho'ilam. They're only looking at the koil choizer. They're only looking at what's going on in this materialistic world. Shu b'chinas koil ha'choizer, which is all the echo. Shehu b'chinas ha'chius v'ha'chochma ha'malubashim b'zeh ho'ilam. That's the life energy that Hashem has cloaked in this world. Ve'eno machzirim penehim. But they're silly. They don't look a little bit past that. They're not willing to look a little bit further back. Lekasher hakoil lesharoshoi, to connect everything to its origin, to its lehistakel veleda ulahamin mi beten bi yotza hakoil. They forget to look and realize and believe in the one who emitted that sound. The world was created with sound. Where did that sound come from? You read science books, every kind of science book, they talk about photosynthesis, they talk about everything. However, they stop one step before the end. They tell you the different processes and the different, who did it? Who started it? Who pushed the start button? That's where they don't include that in the textbooks. That part, the most important part of all, we're studying, we're analyzing the plant under a microscope. We know everything there possibly is about the plant, except who made it, who created it. That we don't want to get it. We're not getting into that right now. We'll leave that for later. Right when we hit the grave, that's when we'll start trying to think. Hey, by the way, we left out this small piece of information in all of our studies and the billions of books that we wrote. We left out one little thing. Who did it? Who made it? And did he make it? Did he create it for some kind of purpose? From whose stomach, from whose voice box did this sound come out? Leida ulahoidia ulahivoda shehu hayoitzer hu haboire. Rav Nosson Zal is quoting the Sifrei Musar that all say that the whole purpose of creation was for people to realize and recognize the Creator. V'hu omar vayehi. Hashem is the one who said, he gave the command, and all of this came into existence. V'hakoil nimshach mikoiloi hayosher. And all of this started from the koil yosher of Hashem. Shehu b'chinas koyhein, which is represented by the koyhein. He's the first one in the hierarchy. It's koyhein, Levi, Yisrael. That order is a keli, a vessel. That order is a healthy vessel. Chof, lamed, yud, koyhein, Levi, Yisrael. You start trying, you put the lamed in front of the chof, you have lechi, get lost, which is what Hashem told Korach. V'hakoil nimshach mikoil ha'yosher, and everything originates from the koil yosher. Shulnas koyin. Shemisham nimshach ha'koil, that's where it all starts from. Rak she'i efshar lishmoya koiloi ha'yosher b'emtza. However, it's impossible for us, while we're in a body, while we're in this materialistic world, we can't hear that original koil yosher, that original sound of Hashem's voice. Without it being diluted with koil choizer. Just like Lahavdil, how they make wine. We know in the olden days, wine was the real deal, not this cherry syrup that they're selling today, all of these fancy-dancy companies. That in those days, wine was wine. You drank 4 ounces, you were flying. Today, they did 6 times as much water, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. So here also, Hashem's original koil yosher, we couldn't handle. Proof is, Hashem turned up the volume a drop at Har Sinai, Everybody died. Everybody got blown away. Everybody went screaming to Moshe Rabbeinu, you speak to us, because we see we can't handle it when he speaks, when Hashem takes off the kid gloves. So he says, it's because we can't hear the Kol Yosher Be'etzem, Kiyim Al Yidei Hischabrus Mekinas Kol HaChoyzer, Bishvil Kiyum Ho'ilam, so that the world should be able to exist. Aval Be'emes, but in reality, Ein Metzius LeKol HaChoyzer. That Kol HaChoyzer is not an entity on its own. When we're drinking wine today and it's got water in it, are we focusing on the water or focusing on the wine? It's wine. We're not, nobody's talking about the water. They're talking about the bouquet and the of the wine, period. Kiyim al yedei koil hayosher. The koil choizer has no existence at all whatsoever, other than that it comes from that koil yosher. The koirach pogam bozeh moed, and poirach messed up in this area tremendously. Al sherotzo likach hakohun al yatzmoi, in that he wanted to be a kohen. Shezeo bechinas pegam anal beetzem. This is the pegam that we mentioned before. Sherotzo. He wanted to uproot himself. He wanted to detach himself from his source. His whole source of chiyus and everything is from the koyein. No, I don't need him. I'm enough. I'll go on my own. And thereby destroy the world. Ki'ilu koil ha'choizer, shubichin ha'sitra de levi, yeshloi metzias bifnei atzmai chas v'shalom. By trying to make it appear as if the levi is stand alone. I don't need his help. I can handle it myself. Chas v'shalom. Lo yaleinu chas v'shalom. This is the concept of women. There are women, unfortunately, who, for whatever reason, have come to mistakes in thinking that there's no need to get married. What do I need a husband for? I have a job, I have my career, I have this, that, and missing the boat. They're missing, not realizing this whole concept of the Kol Yosher, that the woman was created to become Mrs. So-and-so. That's the purpose she was created for. Es Eloi Ezer Kenegdoi. That was how Hashem created, that she is Kol Choizer. And if Chas Hashem, she thinks that she can exist without a husband, she's missing the point. V'alkein be'emes omra boiseinu zal, and this is why the Gemara uses the wording koirach kofar be'ikar, that koirach denied Hashem. What are you talking about? Where does it say that? Where do you see any denial of Hashem? We know he didn't like Moshe Rabbeinu, we didn't like Aaron HaKohen, he didn't like Elitzofan ben Uziel. Where do you see him taking issue with Hashem? Ki bevadai kofar be'ikar, because this act of going against the kahuna was going against creation, was going against Hashem. He was trying to make a break, to separate the Levi, who is Koil Choizer, from Kohen, who is Koil Yosher. This is what all the people who do not believe in Hashem, this is what they're all about. They study physics, they study chemistry, they study everything, but again, it's all disjointed, disconnected, detached from Hashem, from religion. And this is why the story of Korach begins with two words, Vayikach Korach. Korach took the Targumoy, and the Targum says the Ispale Korach, that Korach divided, he separated. The Ispale Daiko, Rav Nosson says, look at the choice of words. Shecholak vehivdilatzmoy, he separated himself, he cut himself off. Shezehu ikar hapegam vakfira shaloi. This is where it becomes an issue of denial, denying Hashem, denying that we're connected. There's an umbilical cord. Sherotzo lachloik ulahaflik bechinas kol hachoizer mikol hayosher. He wanted to try to separate and remove the connection between the kol hachoizer and its source, the kol yosher. Shehu bechinas chalukas halaviyah min hakohuna. That's what it's all about. Verotzo lasos halevi lekoin. He wanted to declare that he, who Hashem designated to be a Levi, He'll put on a different hat. He can become, he can be the Kohen Gadol. Implying that Kol HaChozer can stand on its own. As if he was designating himself, he was calling himself Kol Yosher. Shezeo b'chinas kfiras kol ha-koifrim, shesoivrim, shechochmosam bi'atzmam, yeshla metzias b'fnei atzma. This is the whole problem with scientists and science and all of that. The problem is that they leave out one word. If it's religion and science, then there's what to talk about. The moment that we're studying science as an entity on its own, leaving out the most important piece of all the different equations, leaving out the Hashem word, the minute we leave out that Hashem word, then it's kfira. What looks like it's kosher, it's innocent. What's more innocent than photosynthesis or studying music? It's the most innocent thing in the world. It's atheism. It's kfira if we don't remember all the time and remind ourselves all the time that it originates from Hashem and connected back to Hashem. Not that people start taking credit. He invented this and he invented that. They're full of malarkey. They don't know that Hashem put dates on every single thing in the world. Hashem put a date on electricity. He put a date when each and every single thing is supposed to, when Hashem has decided to introduce cell phones, ovens, airplanes, or Wilburite, this one invented. No, Hashem created and continues to create. He makes shlichim. He gives people chachma. Shecholak mechachmasoi. Hashem gives people chachma from the chachmas Hashem. But the minute the person forgets that and takes personal credit, the minute observing Jews study science that way, and they teach Jewish kids in yeshiva that this guy invented this and that guy invented that, and they forget, they leave out, or they de-emphasize the Hashem aspect of all of it, then it becomes kfira, then it becomes dangerous. That's why you see that there are so many religious kids who go to university and the religion drops. Their Yiddishkeit goes, why? I would think that this would complicate, that the more you know about the world, the more religious you get. It's like such an obvious thing. The more you know, you know the world and all the details and the complexities, that impresses you even more so about Hashem, right? The answer is right only if the Hashem word is used all the time. But since in most of these places you're not allowed to use the Hashem word, because then you're denying the authority and the significance of the scientists, or the professor, or the chairman of the department, you're making him look tiny. If there's Hashem, then he ain't no chairman. Hashem is the chairman. He's assistant chairman, or he's the shamus of the chair. The minute you do that, you're undermining the whole significance. Ad shekoifrim belekim chayim, to the point where, unfortunately, this leads many of those people to deny the living Hashem, the Hashem who source of life. V'chol ze machma she'eino mistaklim al shoyrish chiyus kol ha-chochmois mehecho nimshach ha-koil. It's all because they're studying chachma, but they're not willing to connect it to its source, to its own. They're denying or not emphasizing where does this all come from. Kamei she'kosov, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, chapter 41, mi po'al v'osa, who created all of this? Who made all of this? Koirei hadoirois meirosh, the one who started off all the generations, who came before Adam, before Adam and Chava. Ukamei shekosuv, and as it says in chapter 40 of Yeshaya, se'u moroim einechem, lift your eyes up, look up, ure'u, and see mi boro ele, who created all of this. It's brought to Zohar HaKadosh, says that the first letters of se'u moroim einechem make up the word Shema. Again, when we say Shema Yisrael in the morning, we're lifting up our eyes. We're reminding ourselves that there's a Hashem. There's a Hashem who created everything, me and everything else. V'zeh shekosu bepesel Micha, and this is why the Torah writes, when it came to the incident of the idol that Micha made, sherotzo lezgaber al yedei shehoyoloi halevi l'koyin. His platform, His thing, what he was broadcasting was that a Levi, he was taking a Levi and making him the Kohen, Kama Shekosuv, as it says in Shoftim chapter 17, Ki hoyoli ha-Levi le-Kohen, that I'm going to make the Levi into the Kohen. Laughed like the communists who gave the impression that they're going to take the simple man, the working man is going to control everything. We're going to take the wealth and everything away from the wealthy and return it to the real hard workers. Full of baloney. Look what they did with it. Ki mishom ikar achizas hakfirois vavoidezora. Because this is the basis, this is the source for all denial of Hashem and idol worship. When they get confused, when they think that the Levi is the Kohen, when they think that the woman is the man, when the woman wants to start being a man, we know there's two psukim. There's a pasuk, Matzo Isha Matzo Toiv. The same Shlomo HaMelech says, Matzo Isha Matzo Toiv, that a person who has found a wife has found good. And the same Shlomo HaMelech says, Umoitze ani mar mimoves eso isha. I have found the woman to be bitterer than death. Stira, contradiction. The answer is, this is isha, and this is ha-isha, with the hey ha-yediyah. That if a woman thinks she knows more than she's supposed to know, she thinks she knows more than him, and if she thinks she's the decision maker, she's the authority, she's the Torah authority, or she's the whatever, the Chachma authority, that's called Mar Mimoves Chas Hashem. That's dangerous. When the Levi wants to be a Kohen, Shezeo Bechinas Machloikas Koirach, this is what Koirach was all about. And this is why the Gemara uses the wording Shekofar Beikar. He was denying the whole concept of creation, this concept of Kol Yosher and Kol Choyzer. You think you can share? Here again, that's the story, that's the story in the world. That people who don't believe in Hashem, people who are not genuinely religious, so of course, man, woman, what's the difference? Why should man be any more than, what do you mean? Why can't she wear pants? Why can't she wear the pants? And why can't she be president? And why can't, Manishtana. Manishtana is denying the whole concepts of creation. That it's not all equal. It's not all the same. It's not all. We're not all the same. Each one has a different purpose. There's a concept that doesn't mean she's less. There's a pasuk Eishes Chayil Ateres Bala. That if a woman fulfills her role correctly, she is Ateres. She's the crown on her husband's head. Rabbi Akiva was not afraid or ashamed to say in front of tens of thousands of Yidden, everything I have and everything you have is to her credit. It's in her zchus. She's the one who sent me to learn. She's the one. If she fulfills her mission as being a genuine Ezer, encouraging her husband to study Torah, to do mitzvahs, then she gets all the credit, for sure. But again, it doesn't mean that we switch clothes or we switch titles or we switch. Each person knows where their place is. She didn't want to become the Rosh Yeshiva. Rabbi Akiva's wife wasn't called Harav HaGoyin or the Rosh Yeshiva. She was the wife of Rabbi Akiva. She was home. She was inside doing what she needed to do. And in doing, fulfilling her role correctly, he was able to tell everybody, everything I have, everything you have is in her zechus. Shezeo b'chinas pesel micha. This is the idol of micha. Bechinas, as Micha said, as it says, Ki hoyoli ha-Levi le-Koyein. You want to know what my motto is? The equal rights. Levi and the Levi can be a Koyein. It's we're all one. That was the beginning of the end. Chas v'shalom. We'll hold it over now. Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into why the Gemara says that's why the Torah makes a point of saying who was behind every successful man. There's a woman behind every major failure. Behind Koyrach, there was Eishes Koyrach. And the Torah speaks. Usually the Torah isn't big on discussing women. Here the Torah makes the point to say, you want to know where Koyrach got his fire from? He got it from her. It says, the Arizal says about Purim, just because Purim's coming, that Haman is the, you can't get worse than Haman, right? Haman is Amalek. Reishis Goyim Amalek, the Pasuk says. The leader, the worst of all 70 nations. And there's a pasuk in Bereishis where it says, Rak ra kol hayoim, only evil all day. It's brought that the last letters of Rak ra kol hayoim spell the word Amalek. So Amalek is the worst. Could there be anything worse than Amalek? The Gemara says yes. The Gemara says in Psachim that as bad as a goy, as much as a goy hates a yid, an Am Haaretz, a Jewish anti-Semite, hates a religious Jew more than a goy hates a yid. This is what the Gemara says in Psachim, that the hate, the sin that an Am Haaretz has for a Talmud Chacham is worse than the sin of Esav to Yaakov. And then the Gemara asks, can you top that? Like, what's bigger than that? The Gemara says, Eishes Amoretz. The wife, this is a Gemara. The Gemara says, Eishes Amoretz is worse. So the Arizal says that Haman is terrible. What's worse than Haman? It says, Arura Zeresh, Eishes Mafchidi. That there's a klipa called Zeresh, which injects fear into people, where Jews are afraid to be religious, or afraid all the fears and phobias that the Yetzer puts on a person, afraid that if they'll do this, who knows what's going to be, people afraid to get married, people of all kinds of fears blocking a person from coming closer to Hashem. That's a klipa called Zeresh, which is worse than Haman. We should be Zeicha, we're in Adar now, headed to Purim. We should be Zeicha that Hashem and the Tzadikim should put a final end to the Hamans and the Zereshes, all the different enemies, should be zecher to see the Sosin v'simcha yasigu, the real simcha b'shlemus.